90 years ago today, soldiers landed on the beaches of modern-day Turkey. British forces, along with troops from Australia and New Zealand, landed at Gallipoli. Their task in 1915 was to seize a critical waterway from the Ottoman Empire. Their broader goal was to alter the brutal stalemate of World War I. Historian Neil Ferguson explains how the Gallipoli landings became one of history's most famous military disasters.
So if you were a Tommy, a British infantryman, or one of the Anzacs, an Australian or a New Zealander, coming in to land there, you would see as dawn broke, they landed at dawn, an attractive beach, but with this daunting crescent-like ridge ahead of you. And if you had any military knowledge at all, you would know that if the defenders were there, if the Turks had taken up defensive positions, you were in trouble.
Why were the British and their allies willing to take the terrible risk of going onto that beach and trying to get up the slope?
Because it seemed like an easy way of hitting a softer target than the German army on the Western Front. By the end of 1914, it was clear that neither side was going to achieve a decisive breakthrough on what was becoming the Western Front. By contrast, the Ottoman Empire, to give Turkey its proper name in that period, looked beatable. And Churchill, and it was Winston Churchill who was one of the key architects of the strategy, believed that the way to win a European war was to go up through the soft underbelly to take out a weaker ally to fight, as it were, in the Mediterranean rather than in Northern Europe. And it turned out to be wrong.
Well, what was the fighting like in the months after those landings in 1915?
It was extraordinarily nasty. It quickly became the Western Front, but with heat. There's pretty good evidence from diaries and letters that were kept by soldiers on both sides. There was almost a sort of incessant shooting match between the Turks and the Anzac troops. So ultimately, at the end of the campaign when it was all aborted, very nearly a quarter of a million casualties.
This was a war in which millions died, though, and which has come to us in the minds of some, not all historians, as a colossal waste of human life. What was it about this particular campaign that makes it so dramatic and well-remembered?
Well, one possible interpretation is that a movie got made about it. But of course, you then have to ask why the movie was made. And the answer to that is that Gallipoli has a particular significance for Australia. And the line that the film Gallipoli took was that the victims of the strategy, which was a bad strategy, were the heroic diggers, the Australian soldiers, who were put in an impossible position by upper-class twits, British generals who were incompetent. But in some ways, it seems to me the most interesting thing is what Gallipoli signifies for Turkey, because it's really, in many ways, the birth of that nation. So this is an extraordinarily complex story, and we should remember it in all its complexity and not turn it into some kind of rather puerile chunk of Australian nationalism, the way that I feel that film did.
Neil Ferguson is a historian of the First World War. His books include Empire. Thanks very much.
Thank you.